Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
We've been looking at principles and studying God's principles for our life, and we're going to continue in that, and we're going to go back to some basics. And I really have, I was praying and looking for direction for this year. And I was probably hard to live with a couple days, but because when you're doing that, you just gotta check out. You gotta check out from a lot of stuff. Turn the phone off. Try to make sure you're hearing that voice. Because he does speak to us. He really does. Jesus said, "My sheep know my voice. And I know them and they know me. And they will never perish. And neither nothing or anyone shall pluck them out of my hand."
Hallelujah.
That's good news right there.
Thank you, Lord.
So we're gonna get back to some principles. They're foundational. And I am excited. So have you all had a good start in the new year?
Yes.
We got a lot to look forward to. You know, as believers, it's amazing what we have to look forward to.
Amen.
Here's the idea. God is with us.
Amen.
Everybody say that.
God is with us.
And the word for this year is humility. Don't you like it?
Yeah, I love it.
That's the word. I got that when I was praying. And so this is something we're going to be dissecting and digesting and extrapolating and discovering and growing in, right? So, yeah, humility is a big word. It's the quality or condition of being humble. Humble. He says, when you humble yourself, God will exalt you. But you see, did you catch that?
Amen.
You humble yourself, God will exalt you. But if you exalt yourself, God will humble you. And that's humiliation. And sometimes that might be something we want to try to. Humiliation's good when God's up to it, isn't it, right?
Yes.
So, think about this. It means the quality or condition of being humble. Lack of pride. Pride is something we got to get out of our life. We'll never get it all out, but we can get a big part of it out. And we're always going to be wrestling with it. Maturity overcomes pride. Pride says, I want what I want, when I want it, and I want it now. Right? But it says pride comes before the... And that's why we want to be... And then by pride only comes strife. Proverbs 13:10. Strife is, it says in James chapter 3, where there's strife, there's every evil work. Evil lurks and looms where there's strife. If you have strife in your home, you're inviting evil. That's why you want to get the strife out. I always say I want to get the strife out my life.
Amen.
I say that. I want to get the strife out my life. Humility does that. Let's look at this next part of this word, humility. Submission. It means submission. So what you are to do, you're to submit to your children. What? I'm the boss of my house. Well, yeah. But you're to serve your children. You're to submit to your wife as a man. You know, the studies have came out, Barna, more men in 25 were reading the Bible for the first time ever in all of history than women. Amen. Something's going on. Something's going on, folks. That's right. That's a big deal right there, what I just said. So, submission means you're coming under God's mission. When you serve your wife, or your wife serves your husband. Well, you don't know how they act towards me. It's not based on, it doesn't say anything, well, how they act. It says, submit. And when you serve them, God gets involved. See, it's a humility thing. And when you're humble, you know what it does? It causes you to depend on God. And that's what he's looking for. He wants you dependent on God. You know, I've seen people this past couple of weeks at, you know, I work out, I do things, go around, and I'll see people, and some people just kind of, you know, you gotta fight to be around them in your head. You ever got any of those? You don't. But you know, you got this thing in your head. Oh, here they come. But see, humility says, oh,
right.
You start to be glad they're coming.
Yep.
You see that? Because you're really there to help them. And that's what humility is. Humility is, listen to me. Okay, now I'm gonna start off with this, because this is going to help you. In Psalms 46, it's a psalm about God's place and his being king. He's the king over all kings.
Amen. That's right.
In other words, God is the one.
Yep.
He created you. He created the stuff. He created everything.
Yeah, that's right.
And this is the one that wants relationship with us.
Amen.
Now, it says in Psalms 46, it says, the Lord is my refuge. The word refuge means security. It means protection. It means escape. Escape. Don't you like that? The Lord is my escape. The Lord is my protection. He's my security. My safety.
That's right.
Did you hear that? Because he is your God.
Amen.
If he is your God,
amen.
He's all that to you.
That's right.
The Lord is my refuge. Now look, and it says, and my strength. Man, he gives you strength.
Amen.
He'll give you energy and strength when you're dependent on him.
Amen.
Now look, he says, my strength. I know it's not up there. We're going to go over this in a minute, but I'm laying some groundwork. I see y'all looking up there. Where's this at? Where's this at? This is all found in Psalms 46. This is the Holy Spirit talking to you. So now look. He says he's my strength, a very present help.
In the time of trouble.
She said it. In a time of trouble. Anybody have any trouble? Well, you're the pastor. You're not supposed to have trouble. I got it. But I know he's my help.
That's right.
Amen.
You see that? Now think about this. So,
that's your helper.
It goes on to say that God is the Lord of hosts, is with us.
Yeah.
He's with Russell Road Church, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of all armies. There's no cohort, there's no spiritual assignment, there's nothing a demon or devil or anyone can do towards you without going through God first. Did you hear me? Now think about this. So it says in that psalm, verse 7 and 8, it says he breaks the bows. Now here's how they used to fight wars in the Old Testament. They would train their children to shoot a bow and arrow. They would train them to shoot a bow. And they would have a bow. Now this was before Christ. They would shoot bows in these wars 300 to 400 yards. That's 3 and 4 football fields with accuracy. Now that takes training, because that was the way you lived and that's the way you won in life. There was battles you had to face. It says he breaks the bows. These are ones that are coming against you. He breaks them. And then it says he cuts the spears. That word cuts means shatters. He shatters the spears. They used to use spears. Anybody see David and Goliath on TV? They used those spears. Remember Goliath came out and was heaving spears at David? Well, that's the way they used to fight battles. It says he shatters those spears. God does. Now look. Then it says he sets the chariots on fire. A chariot, when you do the history on it and the etymology of it, it meant war wagon. So it's a war wagon. So they would bring these chariots to these battlefields with all these extra bows and all these extra spears and all this extra military equipment to win the war. Says he burns them up.
Amen.
So think about it. Everything the enemy has assigned against you, he's the Lord of hosts.
Amen.
Are you catching what I'm saying?
Yes.
Are you picking up what I'm throwing down?
Amen.
Now think about this. It says in Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against you will prosper. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. No weapon formed against you. People are going to try to form things against you, but they won't ever accomplish it when you know the Lord of hosts is with you. You have to believe that. That takes humility. Did you hear what I'm saying? And humility is dependent on God. So when I'm dependent on God, he's got my back. He's got my front.
Amen.
He's got everything. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Nothing impossible.
Am I making sense?
Yes.
That makes you feel secure right there. That makes you feel stable. Present help in trouble. Well, you don't know what I'm going through. Doesn't matter what you're going through.
That's right.
He's there to help you.
Yes.
And you will get help. Did you get that?
Yes. Amen.
You're going to get help.
Amen.
And everybody's going through things. Everybody is. Right?
Yes.
It's okay to go through things.
Amen.
Adversity is good. Pressure's good.
Pressing on.
Pressure is privilege. Pressure gets you to your assignment. You can't get to your assignment without pressure.
Amen.
Under pressure.
Hallelujah.
I taught my grandson about pressure. You know, the last time I picked him up, he got in my car and he knows how to work my computer thing in there. And he hit this button. All of a sudden, under pressure. He was letting me know that he was under pressure. Coming down on me. Coming down on me. were just like enjoying that for a moment. I know it wasn't a Christian group and it wasn't a worship team, but it was relatable.
Amen.
Are you listening to me? Come on, am I making sense?
Yes.
And it opens up conversation, and man, we just enjoyed our time together. I went to David Bowie's concert when I was back in high school, back in the 70s. Can you believe that? He was a different bird, but hey, so was I. Are we making sense? This is huge. So now think about this. Humility is the word. We're going to go ahead. And who's operating back? Who's that back there? Tim? Hey, Tim. Okay, we're going to go ahead with this message, and I want to get started here. Give me, since you got that up there already, this is what we're going to be studying for a little while. Right here, these principles, okay? Repentance of dead works. This is the ABCs, the beginning. See, these principles are for when you understand these principles and they're in you, they play a role in your decision-making and your conclusions for the rest of your life. Without these principles, spiritually, you cannot build on anything. You can't build on it. Did you hear what I said? You're going to hear that today. Now look. So, repentance of dead works, faith towards God, the doctrine of baptisms. You're going to know what I baptize people all the time. Should I get baptized again? Or I've been baptized. I've never been baptized. Well, I don't believe you. You don't have to be saved. When you get saved, you don't have to get baptized. Baptism is obedience. It's the first act of obedience after you've been saved. The first. So if you haven't been baptized and you're saved, you struggle with obedience. And it's going to affect your life. Everything else in your life and your decision making and your we making sense? The laying on of hands. You shouldn't just let anybody lay hands on you. We're going to talk about that. This is a principle. This isn't I didn't come up with these principles. This is right out of the Bible. Resurrection of the dead. You were resurrected. You were once dead in your sins and trespasses.
Yep.
And now you've been made alive.
Hallelujah.
In Christ.
Yes. Praise God.
Now watch. When you understand that, you see, when you understand these principles, they start to govern your life. It talks about you have a moral obligation. In other words, when you have these principles in you, you don't sit around and look at pornography. You don't sit around and look at stuff that's not healthy for you in your life, because these principles are in you and they're starting to govern your thoughts. They're govern your ways. Are you listening to me? Did you get what I just said? But when you don't understand these, oh man, yeah, let me look at that. Yeah, yeah. No, it doesn't work that way. And when you just let things go like that, it affects every area of your life. This is, I'm not going to say anything. This is good.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes, it is. Praise the Lord.
You know, Donita and I went to a movie. What was his name again? The guy that played in the movie.
Hugh Jackman?
Yeah, Hugh Jackman?
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman, you know. He's the star in the movie. You know who he is? Some of you do, some of you don't. Well, what was that other movie he played in? About the circus?
Greatest Show on Earth.
He was the star guy in that. He's the one who played in this movie. So, what's he laughing at? It's all right. Yeah, she helps me. Because I don't keep up with all that stuff. She doesn't either, but she just knows. But now listen. So we go to see this movie. Because it was about this guy imitate Neil Diamond. You know who he is? We ought to sing that song.
Sweet Caroline.
Bum, bum, bum. Good times never felt so good. So good! That'd be a good song to sing, wouldn't it? But anyways, it was a great movie. But they had another movie playing in this little theater we went to in Dayton. And it was called, what was it? Yeah.
Marty Supreme,
about ping pong. He was a pro ping pong player back in the 50s. And she read the reviews to me about it, of all the things you were going to see if you went to that movie. You couldn't pay me enough to go to that movie. It was rated R, and some of the stuff there were. And I love true stories. This is supposed to be a true story. I love true stories, and I love sports things. I like it. But I'm not going to go look and put a bunch of crap in my soul. Are you listening to me? I'm not going to let that, because you see what you look at, you let it in on your soul. And now it contaminates your soul. And now it contaminates your thinking. And now it contaminates your actions. Are you listening to me? That's the way we're designed. And I said, I wanted to go see that movie. I told my son, me and you were going to go see that movie. Okay, we'll go, Dad. He didn't know either. She told me all of that. Told my son, man, we ain't going to that movie. You see, I don't need anybody to tell me. It's just in me.
Right.
I'm not going to put myself subject to that.
Right.
I remember one time I was down at the same place. When I was single, And this movie was rated PG. And they had a mess come up on there. I said, I can't sit here and watch this. I'm out. I got out of there by myself. I'm not bragging. I'm just letting you know. When this is in you, it works in your life. If you don't work it, it can never work. You have to work it. And it governs your life so you don't make decisions that end in wrong conclusions. That's right, big boy. All right. So where were we? Tim, what are you doing back here, man? We haven't even done the vision yet. Christina, what you talking about? Let's go to the vision. This is amazing stuff. I'm just beside myself today. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing his kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace. All right. So that's the vision. Now, God is with us, right? He's the Lord of hosts. I already went over that with you guys. Did you catch that? You got to believe it. When you believe it, it starts to work on your behalf. It affects every area of your life. And this is what we're after. Because you see, God only has your best in mind. Nobody else has that for you. God does. And he can empower you and raise you up to be everything he created you to be. But you have to be dependent on him. See, this is the problem. People, we have churchgoers. They just want to go feel good and get the latest vernacular. Oh, praise the Lord. You know? Praise the Lord. And then they're living like a, you understand? That's empty. You know what? God wants to show you something amazing. Everybody in this room is amazing. Look at the person next to you and say, you're just amazing. You're amazing. I'm telling you, when you understand that you're amazing, You really?
You're amazing, Pastor.
But you see what? You know what? Here it is. You have to believe that. That takes humility. You see that? It takes humility. I got to go back to the garden where God created you. All right. Go. Well, you guys should sit down. Oh, okay. Wait. You got to stand back up. We haven't read the word yet. My wife just reminded me. You're right, Mama. Sweetheart. My little chickadee. All right, you ready? Give me the Hebrews. Well, we're online, too. So that's the way it is up in here. We know where we're going. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. All right. Sit down. All right. Yeah, give me that verse 12, if you would, Tim. Okay. So this is what I really prayed about and was seeking the Lord on where we should go, because this is where a lot of people are. And all those principles, if you can't talk about them and really articulate them, then we all need this. We need to be able to articulate this. When we can communicate this, it's in you. And when it's in you, it begins to work for you. So here's what I'm trying to help you see. All right. Help us all see. What it does is it gives you clarity of your vision. Now, just being older doesn't necessarily make you spiritually mature. You can be 50, 60, 70, 80 years old and be a baby in Christ. Right? So our age has nothing to do with it. You have to apply yourself to wisdom. And it says in Proverbs 4:7, wisdom is the principal thing. In all you're getting, get understanding. Wisdom is the principal thing. In all you're getting, get understanding. When you get these principles and they're in you, they begin to work for you. And it makes you stable in life. First, you have to hear the truth and receive it as truth.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service time is Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul, taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.